Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
Hey, it is I, Carla B, and this is the eBuzz Fox Filmmaker News, where we decide what's hot and what's not in the world of film and TV. And tonight, y'all, I am teetering to my conspiracist side. Our special guest tonight is writer, director, creator of The Alien's Wife, John Cox. He's with me tonight, and of course, we got a special guest, and you know, I just love to give our special guest a special treatment. So let's go ahead and roll out the red carpet for John Cox. Yes. Welcome, John Cox, to EOTM Radio, first time guest.
Why, thank you. It's good to be here.
Oh, yeah, and I hope you enjoyed Chad Shepard. He's a great, great guy, an actor and a singer, and I had to put that on for you to get you in the mood for some funny with me.
Well, funny is what we do.
Okay, great. Well, John Cox, for our listeners out there globally that, for whatever reason, maybe they may be living underneath a rock or something, but go ahead and enlighten our listeners and share with them a little bit more about you.
Well, I make shows. I make The Alien's Wife. I work with Ion Entertainment, where we go out and shoot mostly independent filmmakers and celebrities and make a show out of that. And we also do some film work. And you know how it is these days. Everybody does a little of everything.
Exactly. And that's a beautiful thing. And that's a beautiful thing about new media. I was definitely fascinated that I had the privilege of visiting the set of The Alien's Wife a couple of weeks ago. And I was really fascinated. And I was definitely, you know, in awe and all of this stuff in regards to everything that you guys were doing. So I guess what really caught my eye in regards to, and we'll talk specifically right now about The Alien's Wife, what caught my eye was that you're doing this web series of galactic proportions, and it kind of, I guess because I'm like a conspiracy theorist, I actually believe in aliens, and I know yours is just a webisode, but you're doing some great things over there.
Why, thank you. Well, you know, we all believe in aliens.
Oh my God. So you believe in Ephraim?
Well, think about this. We live on a planet that goes around a star, right?
Right.
Well, in our galaxy, there's 100 billion other stars, right? And we're seeing that most of them have planets, and there are billions of galaxies. So let's say the odds of there being aliens out there were 100 billion to 1. Well, that'd be a lot of aliens, because there's a lot more than 100 billion worlds. So we know they're out there. I'm sure we'll get to meet some someday. But,
oh, my God. Well, the great thing about when I visited, actually was able to take a couple pictures with your main, one of your main characters. I don't even know what the alien's name was. But tell us a little bit about this webisode and why our listeners should go visit the website where it is premiering, and then I want you to also tell us a little bit about, because I heard that it was picked up by a network, so I want you to tell us about that as well. But go ahead, first of all, talk a little bit about the webisode.
Well, this webisode series is about, you know about Roswell and the aliens crashed and the government took their spaceship and all that. Well, nobody ever talked about the guy they sent to rescue those aliens. And this is his story. His name is Irwin, and he was supposed to rescue the aliens that crashed at Roswell, but he got there too late. And he had to park a ways away, and by the time he got back to his spaceship, it had been towed. So he's stranded on Earth and has to get a job at a diner where he meets the waitress, Betty, and they fall in love and get married. And due to a misunderstanding with an FBI agent who thinks that Irwin is a Soviet secret agent, they're chased across the country while he tries to get his spaceship back and get home. And his erstwhile wife, Betty, is always trying to be a good wife. So that's pretty much the story. And it has the greatest thing about webisodes is that you get the story in little pieces so you can be a lot more intimate. You can get more details about what's going on that you can't really get with a TV series.
And right.
We take advantage of that. Every episode is just one little thing that happens to them.
Wow. So how long is each webisode?
They're only about 10 minutes long.
Okay.
We've got two out right now. We have four more in the wings waiting to go out. And then by the time we decide whether or not to continue this series, we'll have probably 12 episodes, 12 or 13 episodes done.
Wow.
And out.
Okay. That's big. I definitely want to congratulate you on that. And for our listeners out there that made your introduction of Alien Wife, if it piqued their interest, they want to be able to visit the website and take a look at it. Can you share the website?
Sure. There is the Alien's Wife website, thealienswife.com. But like most things these days, the easiest way to find it is just on YouTube. You just type in The Alien's Wife and it'll come up. I think YouTube's the greatest thing to ever happen to filmmakers.
Wow.
Besides the DSLR camera. But
okay, and I have no idea about the DSLR camera, but I know about YouTube. So I am in 100% agreement with you on that. So you guys, take a look at that. Alien's Wife, go to YouTube and type in The Alien's Wife, and you'll be able to see that first episode, or you can visit thealienswife.com. I went there today, thealienswife.com, and took a look at the first one, and I saw that before, but, the leading actress in that, Donna, I had the opportunity to speak with her as well, so hopefully we'll be able to have her as a guest on the show. But how did you find her? I mean, as far as the casting for The Alien's Wife, how did that come about, your, introduction to Donna?
Well, this show is actually Donna's idea. I've been working with Donna for about 6 years now, doing events and things. And the way I met her, I was doing another show that we'll be taping again Thursday called The Story Lady's Magic Book, and it's a children's show. And we were at the studio getting ready with all these kids running around and stuff, and I was short a cameraman. And she had just come into the studio and was talking to the studio station manager, and she's wearing, she always dresses very, very flashy, and she's wearing this beautiful long cocktail dress, right?
Okay.
And I desperately needed someone right then, because when you work with kids, you have about a 30-second window before you lose them. So I said, she's outside talking to him, so I yell out the door, "Hey, you ever run a camera?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Well, you're about ready. Get in here."
Wow.
And she did a great job. She's actually a brilliant person and picks things up very quickly. So we had her running a camera, and then we started talking and doing shows. And she wanted to do a web series, but at the time she was working another job 12 hours a day, so she had to have something where she could come in and easily do the show without having to go to a lot of locations and things. So I came up with this, and she liked it, and the rest is visual history.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. What I want to talk about right now, we've got about 10 more minutes or so, but I definitely want to talk about your career in new media and how over the past 3 years, everything has really boomed and all these new media companies have come into fruition. So I want to talk about new media with you. I want to talk about ION Entertainment. So let's take a quick commercial break. And if you have a few more minutes, John, stay with us, and we'll get into ION Entertainment and all the great other great things that you're doing. Hold tight, everybody.
Kim Toomey, known as the Celebrity Broker, negotiates on behalf of celebrities for movie roles, commercials, plays, and endorsement deals, as well as casting. KTE also handles celebrity PR, management, booking, and event planning. You need a client list? I thought you'd never ask. Vivica Fox, Morris Chestnut, Rodney Perry, Megan Good, Regina King, and the list goes on. Please contact Kim Toomey at 214-783-9453. This message is approved by EOTM Radio and Media.
Entertainment, Kim Toomey, entertainment.
High. Get high. Get high.
Magazine.
Get high.
Hype
Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Hey, hey, everyone. This is Carla B, and this is our EOTM Buzz Filmmaker News. And we are talking. I am talking. I'm going into my alter egos and stuff. Got a lot of different personalities. But I am talking to the one and only top filmmaker, creator, creative gentleman, John Kong. He is the creator of a brand new web series, which is called The Alien's Wife. That was recently picked up by Click Vision TV. And he is also co-founder of a new media company, which is called ION Entertainment. John Cox, welcome back.
Why, thank you.
Yes. So tell us about the new media company, ION Entertainment.
Well, ION Entertainment is designed to make shows to go on your computer, your telephone, things like that, you know, to take real advantage of new technology and new places to show your shows. Although we do have deals in the works to make more traditional movies. But our real focus is on not making a 30-minute interview show, but making a 5-minute interview show.
Okay. That's what happened. Mm-hmm.
Right, or a 10-minute web series. We're in pre-production now to do our next series. Will be about, you're familiar with the Greek gods, right? Zeus
right,
and
exactly.
All those guys?
I love
well,
them. Mm-hmm.
After they ceased being popular in Greece, what happened to them? Well, we decided that they all moved to an apartment complex in Santa Monica where they live in retirement. And this next story will be about a bunch of young people, college students, who are getting advice from their neighbors who happen to be the Greek gods. And you can tell that story. You really couldn't tell that story as a movie because it doesn't fit in. And it would be too hard to tell as a TV series, a 30-minute sitcom, because it doesn't fit. But as little 10-minute chunks, it fits very nicely. And you can get one little thing per episode that you can watch and laugh and get on to the next thing you're doing.
Kind of like an extended Super Bowl commercial.
Right. Well, more like a comic book. Remember that movie Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Right? And we saw him go from bitten by a radioactive spider to in love with Mary Jane Watson in 2 hours, hour and a half.
Right.
In comic book terms, that story played out from 1964 to 1979. See, and you're seeing that story happen every month, little by little, in a 12-page comic book.
Wow. Wouldn't that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Right. And all the people who read the comic book and saw the movie knew what they were looking at. So if you were in a theater and everybody laughed the first time they saw J. Jonah Jameson on the screen, it's because they expected him to look a certain way, and he did. Right? They all knew because they've seen him for years and years. And that's what webisodes do for you, only in a visual medium.
Wow. Well, that's definitely, you're definitely bringing a totally different meaning to what people like me call media. And because it really is. And it is definitely going to work for people with short attention spans like me, because I know I can't, I mean, I can go into a movie or I can sit down and watch something for 30 minutes, but everybody's so busy now. You know, everybody is so busy, and I really think that things is going to turn into, like, little webisodes where things are in increments like that. That's where everything is going.
Well, there are different kinds of stories. Remember when the camera came out, they said that nobody would want to buy paintings anymore.
Right.
Right? And when they first started putting comics in newspapers, they said nobody would read the stories in the newspaper anymore. But they still do. And there are just different mediums to tell different stories, and you love them all.
Exactly.
You know? You'll go to see a romantic comedy in a movie theater, and you'll sit, and it'll be great. But if you want a different kind of story that you can see on your telephone, that's available too.
Right. Great. That's, yeah, and it makes sense.
Yeah, it's just more variety, more choices, what you want.
Right, and that's a beautiful thing, and people love variety.
The other really important thing about webisodes is that anybody can make them. So if you always, I wish I could tell this story, well, hey, now you can. For practically no money, you just get a camera. And maybe a basic editing program, and if you've got a story to tell, you can do it. You can express yourself.
Right, and that's the beautiful thing, really, about, you know, this new age with the new technology, and then, of course, you know, you spoke of YouTube a little bit ago at the top of the hour, and it's definitely creating so many stars, YouTube. I mean, you see it every day. There's something. People are doing videos and uploading them to YouTube, and then voila. I think that the statistics now, you know, what they would say as far as winning the lotto, there was so, you know, the statistics were, well, it was so high, the ratios as far as you ever winning. Now I think the ratios are so much higher now when you think of becoming famous on YouTube. I think that is even a higher chance of you becoming famous on YouTube than playing the lottery. That's crazy.
Right. Well, you don't need to become famous, though. It's no longer that chase for that pot of gold. It's the rainbow that's important.
Right.
You know? Now exactly. you can tell, like, the alien's wife wasn't made. I didn't make it to make you happy.
Right.
I made
it
to make my nerdy friends happy. You just happened to like it, too, so that's great. But it was actually made for a bunch of nerdy Dungeons and Dragons playing guys who can name every Star Trek episode and who directed them. Right?
Wow.
And everybody can do that. You know, you can say, gosh, I love those little Mexican novellas, the little comic book things. I love those. But I want to make one. So you just make it, and you can shoot it in your living room and put it up on YouTube, and maybe no one else will like it except the people who really like little Mexican novellas.
Exactly.
And you can be happy. You don't need the fame and fortune isn't the goal. It's to be happy.
Exactly. And that's a beautiful thing right there. Let me ask you this in regards to casting, because, of course, we get a lot of emails, and I'm already getting instant messages by someone who has taken a look at your webisode, and they're wondering as far as casting. So how do you cast your characters for Alien's Wife? And then any other webisode or short film that you may do?
Normally for a show, we'll write the part and then audition people or sometimes there'll be a few people who we've deliberately written parts for, like this part was written for Donna Lee Heising in The Alien's Wife.
Okay.
But on a show like this, it's more fun to not know who's going to be there. So
right.
I let Donna Lee Heising choose the people without having read the script. She just knows their names and basically what they are.
Oh, wow.
And then
okay.
she gets people based on whoever is available, wants to do it, and she thinks might be good. And we get the most wonderful combinations out of that. It's like nouveau cuisine for acting. So
right.
in episode 2, you see the notorious gangster Joey the Snuggler, and he's played by somebody who doesn't look like a stereotypical gangster. And the end result, and the actor actually called me up and said, "Are you sure this is the right part? Because I'm not a gangster." And the end result is absolutely magnificent. He was brilliant.
Wow.
His name's John Townsend, if anybody needs him.
Wow. That's wonderful.
And that's how we get these people, and it's really fun to do it that way. But for other shows, we go more traditional and audition and things.
Okay.
Skill
cool
is everything.
Oh, yes, sir. And I, like I said, I was actually had the privilege of sitting in for a little bit of when you're airing on one of the episodes a couple of weeks ago or maybe a month. And I was definitely the actors that you had rating were just fabulous. They were definitely pros. So kudos to you, John Cox, and everything that you're doing with The Alien's Wife and everything else that you're doing. Go ahead and show the listeners again ways to be able to contact you, check out Alien's Wife, and then if they're interested and maybe utilizing some of your services for the Island Entertainment.
Sure. You can always get hold of me at john@john-cox.com. And Donna, who, you know, I'm the nerdy nuts and bolts guy, and she's the person who actually can talk to people. And get hold of her at Donna, D-A-W-N-A, at ionentertainment.org. And Ion Entertainment, of course, all one word. But Donna at ionentertainment.org is where to find her. And
okay, cool things. Mm-hmm.
There you have it.
Okay, cool things. And you say that she's the voice. And I know she is, so I spoke with her as well, and I definitely look forward to having her as a guest on our show, but, you know, you've done something today, too. You did that because you did pretty darn well, if I can say so myself.
Why, thank you. You're very kind.
No problem. Thanks again, John Cox, for, you know, just being a part of the eBuzz, the EOTM Top Filmmakers News, and we'll definitely be in touch. You guys, make sure you check out The Alien's Wife on YouTube is a great, great webisode that was just recently picked up on Click Vision TV. The webisodes are 10 minutes long most of the time, I think. And just check them out and definitely support some great things that John Cox and his team over at iEntertainment is doing. And that is our time, everyone. 30 minutes is all I got for you tonight. Peace and blessings, y'all.
Great show, Beyonce.
Thank you.
And you have a concert coming up, too.
I think you should come by.
I'd love to.
Just have your people call my people.
Oh, I will. I'm going to have... She wants my people to call her people.
I'm not finished with you.
Hello?
Eddie.
Yeah.
It's Ellen. Listen, I need tickets for Beyonce's concert.
Uh-huh.
You're my people, right?
People. Ellen.
We're like family. Listen, I got to go.
No, I was going to say, I got to go. No, I'm busy. Okay. Got to find my people. Hey, guys. How many persons make up a people? Why can't one person just call one person? Let my people go!
Hey, does anyone know where stage 7 is?
That's it. People that can get me into the shows I want to get into. That's why I'm a card member.
I'm glad you could come.
Oh, yeah, well, I have people, you know.
Let's do lunch.
Okay, we'll do lunch. Great. Have your people call my people.
Are you getting the most out of entertainment? Are you a card member?